and welcome to Strictly on the Sofa.
The show where we overanalyse every sequin, every heel turn and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our own living rooms.
I'm Laura.
I'm Flo. Welcome to Musicals Week, aka our favourite week.
It is our favourite week. And you know what? It did not disappoint. I think this might be the first time ever where I've not been like the mix of songs was ridiculous or heavily weighted to the 50s. Or like, it was a great mix of songs. Everyone was insane. Like, it could have been a final. I didn't think anyone deserved to go home. Like, not one person. It was mad. It was and they all had one day less of training.
I know.
So make it make sense.
Kim had literally had COVID the week before. Like, what was happening? It was so good. I enjoyed it so much.
Me too. Unbelievably great. And I just want to shout out...
Laura was out on Saturday. Friday. And also, just getting my head around the scheduling. Laura was out on Friday. So I was live tweeting. But basically, everything was just so good. I was like, I don't have much of a... comment on this other than that was really good. So my tweets were quite lackluster on Friday, I'm gonna be honest. Just generally overall, like, just wow, amazing, brilliant.
That's not true, they were not lackluster. Second of all, like, that is literally what our podcast has come down to. I feel like we could do a 5-minute version of this where it's just like, oh my god, everything was so good. It was unreal. I want to shout out the opening pro number, because thought that was incredible. I love seeing, like, perform. And they did it, again, a really broad mix of musicals. Like, I finally got to hear Rent on Strictly. And that means that Rent is eventually going to be one of the songs they let people dance to, surely. A bit of Hamilton, Six.
Yeah.
I tell you, the bit that I was, like, absolutely dying was Legally Blonde.
Yeah, me and my sister were too. We were like, oh my god, they've got Legally Blonde. Oh my god, they've got Legally Blonde.
Exactly.
It was such a good like actual representation of what's on the West End at the moment. It was brilliant.
It was side note,
did they swear in the Hamilton lyric? I'm sure they said the S word. Watch it back, guys.
I need to watch it back. Oh my god.
I was like, I think they just did. But anyway.
I love Hamilton. I wish they'd done, like, I honestly wanted them to do, like, a bit more of Hamilton. I was like, just do the entirety of Hamilton in this opening. Just so good. So good. It felt like a proper celebration of musicals. I felt like they'd heard my feedback. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't feel like they just...
Someone in charge of the music this year has really stepped up their game. I reckon they've got a new person in on the music. I feel it in my bones. Yeah, the music this year, the choices have been much more... I mean, they've still got their old favourites. Like, they're still doing, like, hot, 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 or whatever to the samba.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's fine. But I just feel like there's just a few more, like, slightly different choices this year.
Yeah, exactly. It's very exciting. It is. Well, I don't know. I feel like not all the musicals were... I mean, I actually haven't looked... Hang on. Let's have a look at the... I guess the musicals aren't all new at all, to be honest. But for some reason, the mix was different. We didn't have any Phantom of the Opera. We didn't have any Les Mis. Like, I think there's only one... There's only one song that I can think of that's been done before.
Yes,
and that's
exactly.
Molly's Charleston. I think everything else... And Fame's definitely been done, but it all felt really fresh. I don't know. Yeah, I'm really impressed. I think it was a great, great week. I can't believe the amount of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There were 10 tens. 10 tens.
Yeah, 10 tens. And I don't know if I necessarily disagreed with any of those tens.
No!
Either, you know?
I thought there should be more tens, if anything.
Yeah. 10s for everybody.
It was... this is a final level standard. It's getting ridiculous. Next week is going to be horrific.
I know. It's already been so horrible to lose anybody.
Exactly. And, yeah, should we talk about that? Should we go into the dance-off?
Yes, let's.
I'm gutted that Kim's gone. I mean,
Me too.
It felt like maybe her time in terms of, like, she was bottom of the leaderboard. But bottom, can I just say, bottom of the leaderboard with a mark of 34. Insane.
Exactly.
2 8s and 2 9s and actually, is not a like, bad score.
Only, like, because there was a couple of people that tied, so she was actually only, like, fourth.
Yeah.
On the leaderboard, if that makes sense.
Yeah, crazy.
So, yeah. So I loved this, actually. This was one of my favourite dances of the night, just because it was so fun. And I thought she looked amazing doing
it. She really did.
And, yeah, I just really, really enjoyed it. I disagreed with Anton on the dance-off. I thought she did it better the first time round, personally.
Mm.
But, you know, I think sort of at that point, maybe her and Graziano had sort of resigned themselves that they were going to be going home. Like,
yeah.
It's quite hard to make up that difference between Molly's Charleston. But
yeah.
Still, yeah. I really enjoyed it. And it was such a good one for them to go out on as well. I felt like they'd, like, given it their all, you know?
Yeah. And once again, like, cha-cha-chas are not historically... I mean, obviously there are exceptions to it, but not historically the most interesting of dances.
Mm.
They're a bit more... I would say they're the most mixed... Maybe rumba's the most mixed bag. cha-cha-chas feel like quite a mixed bag as well.
It is, always.
And I thought it felt amazing. It was so good. It was so pleasant to watch. It was so interesting to watch. They did lots of different moves. I like the fact that Kim felt part of a team. But it was really good. And it kept the essence of, like, the musical. She clearly really enjoyed Fame, so it wasn't one of those things that was like, why have you got this ridiculous theme that you're not into or anything. So, also, I don't know, I really liked it.
Whole like start of her career and being on like Pop Stars and stuff.
Oh my God.
Like, I think it just it's like coming full circle, you know.
Yeah. Hey. My mum literally was like, is she auditioning?
I know.
So good. And I did see someone on Twitter say this, and I think I agree with them in that I would rather have seen her rumba at Argentine Tango in the final than possibly much of Molly's repertoire.
Aww.
I love Molly though, and everything I'm saying is going to be an absolute contradiction today because I didn't like seeing Molly in the dance off again. I'm fed up of it being every other week that she's in the dance off. It's horrible. I don't think it's that people don't like her. I think that it's just who wasn't voting for Helen. Do you know?
I know. This is it.
If they weren't voting for Helen, surely they were voting for Hamza. Do you know what I mean? Because he was a bit lower on the leaderboard than he's used to. So I don't think it's anything to do. I don't think there's any active dislikes in this year at all. So I really like Molly, and I think if Molly gets to the final, she absolutely deserves it. Because she has been really consistent and has improved all the way through. I mean, her Charleston, which we'll talk about in a minute, was really good. But it's just like, when I just think of Kim, I do think that I would love to see her rumba again. So it's just,
I know.
It's just a preference thing rather than actually like who deserved to stay and go. Because I think, I agree. I think on the dance off, Kim probably was the right choice.
Yeah,
but it's just a shame. Just a shame.
It's such a shame. It's just like, seeing Molly each week be. She's so young and sweet, and I don't want to patronise her, but it must be so hard
horrible.
To keep coming back every week. Like, oh, God, what a horrible knock to your confidence at any age. But let alone, I don't know how old she is, but, like, my self-confidence would not have withstood that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's...
Bless her.
There was Marianka Swain on her live blog was like, are we torturing Molly at this point? And you know, when it sort of does feel like that, but also I don't know what the alternative is, because a lot of people saying like get rid of the dance off, and I was like, yeah, but the dance off was there to stop people putting through the Tony Adamses of the world, which Tony Adams is not the right example there. I'm thinking more, we need someone else.
I think the problem is maybe that like Molly could have ended up going out like halfway through this series because she didn't have the audience votes 1 week.
Yeah.
If there wasn't that dance off or the bottom two, like the chance for the judges to save them. Because that is what was happening, wasn't it? There kept being a lot of shock exits.
Exactly.
But.
And the shock exits still come, but it's a lot less like. I think this year is just a hard. I don't know, we always have the few, like, bad dance offs and the few shock dance offs that shouldn't happen. But this one feels a little bit relentless this year. And I think it's because it's either Fleur or Molly all the time. And neither of them ever deserve to be in it. But then at this point, who else is, like, at this point...
Exactly. Who else is it going to be at this point? Yeah.
It's in, like, the stat... It's no one is... It's not like there's someone who's much worse than any of those two dancers. That should be... Like, everyone deserves their spot. It's ridiculous. So it's really hard. Yeah, I think they absolutely still need the dance off. I don't think there's any alternative, if I'm honest, but... Yeah. But I just think it's hard, like, for her fourth dance off. And it's, like, clockwork.
I know.
So, I feel sorry for Molly.
Another audience vote on the bottom two.
Yeah, literally. Well, someone did say that, like, just vote on the bottom two of the leaderboard. And I was like, but then that means Tony, oh, maybe that's, I don't know. It's not for me to say, I don't think, but hard. Difficult for poor Molly. Shall we talk about Molly's dance?
Yes, let's.
What did you think?
It was really, really good, wasn't it? I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, really loved it.
I can't put my finger on what it was, but, like, it wasn't my favourite of the night, and I can't tell you why, because I usually love a Charleston. I thought she looked amazing, that little kind of 1920s dress with her hair, her bobbed hair. And, like, that's usually right up my street, that kind of thing. And I just don't know what it was, because she did everything perfectly. But, there's something that I didn't quite, like... I wasn't, like, standing up out my chair at the end. Yeah. Going, woo, which I definitely should have been, because she did it so well, and she got a 38. But I can't put my finger on it, basically. What did you make of it?
I feel exactly the same, actually. Yeah. I thought that it was my own fault for watching Georgia May Foote's Charleston over and over again, because it's to the same song. And the thing is, that's so long ago, we can't be like, oh, it's too soon to use that song.
No.
Because that was in 2016, maybe 2015, actually. I don't know, one of the two. And it is so good. It's unreal. But Molly's was equal to that. Do you know what I mean? She was just as good, just as in time, just as... So I don't really know why that one sticks in my brain so much. And I wonder if, like, in a couple of, like, weeks, whether I'll re-watch Molly's and be like, why the hell didn't that resonate with me at the time?
Right, yeah.
Because it just it just wasn't my favourite, as you say, but I did like it. I thought it was obviously impeccably done.
I think it's just everything else around her in the show was so good, and it just was a bit... I don't know.
Maybe Craig is a little... Did Craig say her arm wasn't high? Like, that's not enough to not make me like things. I've liked things with bigger mistakes than that.
Exactly. Tony Adams.
Right? I really. But it was obviously amazing, so it's not that it wasn't that. I don't know. It just wasn't...
I can't put my finger on it. I can't say what it was, but yeah. Didn't deserve to be in the dance off with it either, but then I don't know who did. This is honestly this show is just going to be us being like, blah, blah, blah. I mean,
that's
everyone's
what we're like
too
every
good.
Week,
it's a problem.
It is actually a problem. It's a problem, guys. Can you sort out the talent you recruit next year? You know all the times we've been like, oh, it's so nice to not have cannon fodder. Please put some more cannon fodder in there. It's been extremely hard to choose everyone this year. I just feel the need to caveat it and say how brilliant she was, even though
I know.
Oh, so stressful.
Yeah, so stressful. Should we move on to one that maybe is a bit more straightforward with how we feel? I don't know. Should we move on to Hamza?
Yes,
December.
I don't think this is straightforward about how I feel.
Oh, do you not? Oh no! What a nightmare! I was just gonna say I loved it, and I was surprised how low he was on the leaderboard with it. But then he did get 4 9s. So
interesting. Yeah.
What did you think?
Also loved it. I think if you listen to it without the music on, you'd be like, oh my God, what a great samba that is. And I think he was let down by the music. I have no idea why they chose a song that's literally quite slow for a samba. I know it had the beat in it. Because when it was announced on Tunes on Tuesday, I sat and listened to it because I was like, that song is slow. And I was like, it does have the beat for a samba in it. But why have you chosen... There's literally a faster version later on in the show.
Oh.
Where Simba's like, I'm going back! And it's, like, much faster. It's when he returns to the Pride Lands. Why Sorry, I'm not telling everyone the plot of Lion King here. But whereas this one's, like, the slow bit. And I agree with Shirley in terms of I do think that they somehow, and I do think it was actually quite a hard task, they did somehow manage to marry that moment in Simba's, that moment in the play where, in the musicale, where his dad is telling him about the great kings of the past and stuff. And I feel like they did have that sort of sensitivity in there. But I was like, it's a Samba. And I feel like he had all the hip action and he had all the moves. So I don't know why... Again, yeah, like I think the only thing that I can think that was wrong with it is the music. Just a bit too slow for a Samba, I think.
Yeah. Or not quite the right vibes for a Samba.
Yeah, you know? Vibes might be
it. Didn't feel like
it.
A party dance, did it?
No, exactly.
Like a carnival
Let's party
dance.
With the great kings of the past.
I always go out with the great kings of the past. I don't know about you.
Hey, they're always with us. at the end of every Saturday night out, Laura, remember who you are. So good. So I just... But we also need to say, second bottom from the leaderboard with a score of 36.
Exactly.
This is unhinged. It's not normal. I thought he was brilliant. I just think that I would rather... I need someone to put some new music over the top of it for me, I think. Because it was obviously great.
When you said that, I imagined, you know that meme of Beyonce doing Crazy in Love, but they've put like the chicken dance over the
Yes!
I need that over the top of Hamza's Samba.
Literally. Or all those Thomas the Tank Engine ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Iconic. I would love to see it. God, it is going to be a quick episode today.
Isn't it? We're halfway through the people already. Oh, there's not enough of them. Which, like you said last week, it feels like we've gone from having, like, a 2.5-hour marathon to, like, blink and you miss it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy.
I mean, next week's good. I mean, is next week the two dances week?
I think next week is two dances. Yeah, I think
Which
so.
Is good that they've got an extra day because everyone, it's on Sunday next week. The live show is on Sunday.
Yes.
The results show is on Monday. On Monday, I ask you. I maintain, why hasn't FIFA rearranged everything around the world, you know?
Yeah.
Around
Strictly, exactly. They should be.
Also, there wasn't even an England match on.
I know, week. That's what I was confused by. Was it so that the results didn't get bumped, but also... watching the results on, like, on time or not.
They literally put the results on at 5:40 anyway, so why didn't they just put them on at, like, 5?
So weird.
Unless... It's not a...
No, doesn't make any sense.
I guess they must have be privy to information that we are not. But, or someone made a silly decision, who knows. Yeah. But it's messed up my week because I feel like today's a Monday and I should be at work. Anywho, should we go on and talk about Fleur's quick step?
Yes.
I thought this was... Do you know what? I can't see where she went wrong. I didn't understand why there were 2 9s in there. Like, I genuinely can't see where she went wrong.
Yeah, I know.
I thought she was brilliant.
Yeah, it was brilliant, wasn't it?
And it showed her versatility, her range.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think that's why I'd have liked to see I don't know if I'm being... Because obviously the big call for the 40 was Helen. And obviously, like, oh my God, deserved.
Yeah.
But, so I feel like this flew under the radar, but I just genuinely don't know where she went wrong.
No, I know.
That's why I'm like, I think 40 for this and a 40 for her, like, couple's choice would have been, like, fair.
I think so. Like, compared to her couple's choice, I thought this was, like, as good, if not better.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally better, I think. I don't know, I loved it. I really loved it. I thought it was so full of feeling, so full of musicality, and again, like, just a celebration of dance.
And also, like, as you were saying, like, there was quite a mix of different types and styles of music and everything last night, and this was a nice, like, an old school one.
Yeah.
You know, very traditional and very, like, what's the word? Kind of retro-y feel, but fresh, not like boring and all.
Yeah, it felt completely fresh.
Yeah.
The lighting, the styling,
yeah.
The flower shop called Fleurs. Why isn't there a flower shop called Fleurs?
Yeah.
That's famous. I'm going to open one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really brilliant. I really don't have much else to say. Vito was great. I'm really warming to Vito.
Yes, me too.
I love him.
It's taken some time for me to warm up to him, but I think he's also like, I think the choreo is now like suiting her and showing her to her best.
I think he's recovering from his case of the first series.
Yeah.
He's on the road to recovery. I just think they're great together. I just think they're neat. It's really hard that I don't have much else to say. I just really loved it.
Yeah, same.
That's my main call for a 40, I think. Or maybe at least a 39, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
That would have been fair.
And she was tied with Molly, and I was like, can they stop tying her with Molly, please?
I know. I thought it was going to be the two of them in the dance-off, to be honest with you. Like, just based on previous patterns.
I think people are quite worried that might happen next week. But we shall see. Hopefully not, but...
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like those two should have to fight each other for the spot in the final.
No.
None of them. Yeah. Like, it just seems horrible that it does feel like an inevitability, doesn't it?
Yeah,
but it doesn't deserve to. No. So hopefully it won't, but I don't know. We'll see.
All to play for. And with two dancers as well, like, that could really shake up the leaderboard a little bit more, couldn't it?
Couldn't it just? Also, full disclosure, both me and Flo are recording this from bed.
It is strictly
in
bed.
We look like the buckets.
It's not strictly on the sofa.
Like, I feel like we're about to get handed a golden ticket.
Oh, God.
Ridiculous.
If only they'd hand us a golden ticket to the Strictly live show.
Why don't they?
I would love that, honestly. Anyway... Maybe we need a little grandchild to go out and get it for us.
Yeah, perfect. And then I'll take, second ticket. It'd be perfect. Right, should we talk about... We've talked about Molly.
Yes.
Interesting... Well, I don't know if it's that interesting, to be honest. Craig gave everyone apart from Kim a 9. Shirley gave everyone apart from Hamza and Kim a 10. Mossy gave out 3 tens and 3 nines. To Will, Helen and Molly got the tens there. It's all, like, it's an absolute madness.
It is madness, isn't it?
Absolute madness. Anyway, let's go on to Helen.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
This, I do actually have so many thoughts on this. First of all, Tess saying, a no rules couple's choice again. Stop rubbing it in, Tess. Second of all, there were rules to this dance. It was a stylized Fosse dance.
Yes!
So, like, there are rules to it.
So much.
I feel like the no rules thing and the is actually getting mixed up. Okay, there aren't technically rules, but there are styles of dance. And that's what Couples Choice is meant to be. It's not meant to be a show dance where there are no rules. It's a mix of styles. It's supposed to be picking a style of dance. And that's what annoys me when they do a Couples Choice that has no style. Because, and I feel like that... Tess saying there's no rules, and then Helen coming out with this dance, and all my favourite dances that have been coupled. There's been some really great couples' choices this year, and there's been some great couples' choices in the past, but I feel like this has finally solidified what I don't like about them, or when they don't work for me, and it's when they feel like there's no style to them.
Yes, I agree.
Anywho, on to the actual dance. What? The moment she did splits across Gorka's back, I was like, I'm in. I'm in this. I've wanted them to do mine hair for ages. It was on my list of songs that John and Johanna should have done last year.
Nice one.
Unbelievable. Her confidence.
Incredible. Remember in like week 2 or 3 where she's like, I just don't really feel sexy. And then look at that. Incredible.
Right? Incredible. She's not an actress.
No.
To come out with that level of like, and she's looking down the camera. So like, it was... performance. I can't believe it wasn't a 40.
The bit with Nikita standing up like shouting, being like, it was a 40. I was like, literally, yeah, we're all Nikita in this moment.
We're always all
such
Nikita,
a 40.
My king. Such a 40. I mean, I don't understand why it wasn't.
I don't.
You know what? Sorry, Flo, you go on.
No, I was just going to say, like, I wish Craig would justify when he gives, like, his scores sometimes. Because what I don't know is, like, why that was not a 10. And the same for Kim's Cha-Cha, actually. He was like, that was really good. It was just brilliant. It was great. And I was like, is he going to give this a 10, maybe a 9? And then it was an 8. And I was like, well, if you're going to give an 8,
yeah,
like, can I just there have must a be little bit of justification? There. Yeah.
Like, yeah, exactly. I feel like we need to know, like, oh, I'm going to knock a point off for this or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, because Helen's, there was nothing wrong with that. Also, I'm going to be rude. And, well, no, I'm not going to be rude. I'm going to give some fair critique. Mm-hmm. You know how I was like, Ellie Taylor can't be on the West End?
Yeah.
Or like, but doesn't this actual West End worthy production put that show in perspective? Why?
Yes, exactly.
100%. I know different stages of the competition, but like, I'm sorry, but like, this is what I was saying about style versus like, that's an actual.
Yeah.
That was unreal. It had all the same storytelling. It had. I can't stop watching it, to be honest. Yeah. The bit where she like is at the camera and then gets carried away, iconic. Mm-hmm. So amazing. Good.
And you could just see her like really sticking it to her ex as well, couldn't you? I think that's also why, like, it was not just a great performance, but like, you could tell she was like, her whole person was in it.
Yeah, exactly. Sense. It was like perfect channeling. It's like, she put her whole Helen Skeltussy into it, I think. her blue Peterussy. yes, I take that back. I just loved it so much. I have nothing else to say.
This is going to sound patronising again, but I just felt really proud of her.
Yes!
And to think, right, she started the series as the favourite. So yeah. Like, if anyone's going to be called a ringer or whatever, it's her. But she has definitely been on this journey. And, like, I just felt really proud of her. She's come so far.
I've been saying for weeks that I want Hamza to win. And honestly, yeah. I think I want Helen to win now.
Big.
Just because
that
I think...
huge.
There's so many reasons. One, I think it's well. Gorka's time.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
I think, and I worry that if he misses it again, he won't, you know. That dance is the most iconic of the series.
Mm-hmm. Hands down, yeah.
She has had a journey, and my God, I just want to see her ex suffer. well, no, I don't want to see him suffer. And also, I shouldn't be commenting on that, but like... Do you know what? It reminded... You know how when the Queen wears a brooch, or used to wear a brooch? Mm. R.I.P. you know when the Queen used
life
to work like
at you first. Yes.
You know when the Queen used to wear a brooch and everyone would be like, oh my God, she's sticking it to the person. And everyone was like, is she or is she just wearing a brooch?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time when people are like, in the tabloids, like, Helen Skelton makes her ex suffer with amazing Charleston. I'm like,
yeah.
Is it though, or is she just living her life? This felt pointed, and I was so proud of her.
Yeah.
And I was like, you go, girl. And also, even if it wasn't, like, even if it wasn't, it was such an empowering moment for her anyway. Whether there was no thought in her head about that, like, what's gone on in her private life. Like,
exactly.
I don't care.
Exactly.
It just felt like she was, it was her moment, and it was empowering, and it was just stunning, and I'm obsessed. Yeah.
I feel like every week we say she's peaked, or like she's had her breakthrough. In fact, and like she keeps having it every week.
Yeah,
I think that's what's so great. That's why it has been such a journey.
Yeah, 100%, incroyable. Okay, we have one more person to talk about, and I cried at both of these dances.
Oh,
I cried at Helen's. Helen's is not a teary dance, so God knows how I was crying at that, but I did. But I also very much cried at Will Mellor's Foxtrot. Aww. Again, in a week full of like some quite crowd-pleasing dances, the most iconic dance of the series, as we've just discussed, having a Foxtrot that made me feel as much as that did, I think is a really hard task. And well done to him and Nancy.
I definitely agree.
I love Miss Saigon as well. And it was so nice to be able to see it. And casting him as Chris, stunning. Stunning.
So I don't know this musical very well, and I didn't really know the music, but given that, I still really enjoyed it, which I think shows that you can put different things in. Is this the first time we've had Miss Saigon on?
Yeah, I think so.
So nice to have some variety.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is nice to have some variety.
Acted it so well, and yeah, I thought it was really lovely.
It was really well acted, and I think that's what he's really brought back to. I don't know. I think that's what that's his USP.
100%.
Not that everyone else isn't performing. We've just talked about how good Helen's performance is, I like the fact that he's using his talents.
Yes, his acting chops.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because he's done that work well all the way through. In fact, he almost excels on a theme week. I'm mostly thinking about movie week. But actually, Line of Duty.
Yeah.
That was very... Yeah. He always brings a bit of atmosphere to whatever dance he does.
Yeah.
And I just think that he's really great. I would want to see him in the final, I'm not going to
lie. Yeah, same. And, I think he especially brings that, when it could be a bit of a dull thing. Line of Duty is hard, right? It's a hard theme and music choice to make work, but yeah,
it's quite hard to watch sometimes, honestly.
Yeah,
exactly. And to be honest, Sun and Moon is a great song and it's very romantic, but it could just be very twee or very plain, and it's not at all. So I rate this, and I rate him and Nancy, and I just think they're great. Loved it when she started singing in the Claudatorium. She's insane. It was just such a good week.
I'd love to see these guys in the final. It was such a good week, wasn't it?
It really was.
Hands down, brilliant, amazing.
The best week by far.
Can't wait for the semi-final.
And again, to have the best week on a theme week. This is why I'm not against theme weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
It really should have been a final, almost. To be honest, it was just insane. Just insane levels of talent this year.
Just let them all go through to the final from now on, please.
Honestly, I wouldn't be upset. It's only one more person.
I know. Anyway, well done, everyone. You all did brilliantly. So proud
Stunning
of you
work.
All.
Proud of your boy. Yeah. that's from Aladdin the Musical, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just proud of everyone. I think they did so well. And next week's on a Sunday, which is good. Mm-hmm. So I'll be able to...
Love that.
See that. Amazing. That's something.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's a semi-final already. I'm not happy that we've only got three episodes of Strictly left, including the result show.
I was going to say, only two, but yeah, the result show. That also means it's getting close to my birthday, though, so that's exciting. And Christmas, obviously.
We need to talk about the Christmas special. We don't need to talk about the Christmas special right now, but the lineup for the Christmas special is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed.
Really great,
every time they
it?
Announced someone, I was literally screaming. Loved it. So excited. Mm-hmm. Whoever's doing the booking for Strictly, whoever's doing the music for Strictly this year, a round of applause. Oh,
well
my God,
done.
I just nearly hit my own microphone off there in my applause. But yeah, amazing. Thank you so much for listening, as always, guys.
Thank you for listening. And yeah, we will see you for the semi-finals. Let us know what you think at Strictly On Sofa on Twitter and at Strictly On The Sofa on Instagram. And we'll see you online, probably.
Online.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. I was going to be like, Merry Christmas.